Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Second chances. I don't know about you, but I know I've needed more than my fair share of second chances in my life. We all make mistakes, we mess up, opportunities pass us by, but one of the most beautiful things about God's love and grace is that God is the God of second chances. In Lamentations we read, "Because of the Lord's great love we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail, they are new every morning, great is his faithfulness." Comforting. The mercies and loving kindness of God are new every single day. Just like the sun rises each morning, God's grace is new each day. You may be thinking, well, that sounds nice, but I've really made a mess of things, and there's no way that God would give me another chance after what I've done. God knows we all make mistakes. We mess things up. But God loves us, picks us up, dusts us off, and gives us another chance. We see this clearly in the story of Peter found in John. Peter had boldly declared his devotion to Jesus. He said, "I would never abandon you, Jesus." But on the night that Jesus was arrested, Peter denied even knowing him 3 times. Can you imagine how devastated and ashamed Peter must have felt after betraying his Lord like that? But after the resurrection, Jesus tenderly forgives Peter. He gives him a chance to express his love 3 times. And Jesus trusts him once again to feed my sheep. What a beautiful picture of second chances. You may be thinking, "I hear what you're saying, but you just don't know the ways that I've failed. I've made promises I couldn't keep. I've let important people in my life down. I've given in to temptation. God must be so fed up and disappointed with me by now." We tend to think that we continue to struggle with something, we're hopeless. People hold our past mistakes against us. But God says, "Get back up, one day at a time. You're forgiven. My mercies are new every morning." What an amazing God we have. Maybe you're thinking, "But wait, doesn't the Bible say that God will only forgive us a certain amount of time? Surely God's patience must have limits." Good news. There is no limit or quota stated in the Bible on God's forgiveness. In Matthew 18, Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother who sins against me? Up to 7 times? In those days, the rabbis taught that you only needed to offer forgiveness 3 times. So Peter thought 7 times would be pretty generous. But Jesus says, "I tell you, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. His point is, we should forgive others abundantly, like God forgives us. Maybe you feel like you've used up all your chances. You've messed up 1 too many times. Good news. Lamentations reminds us, his mercies and loving kindness are new every single morning. God wants to leave the past in the past and walk in the newness of life today. In Isaiah, God says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. I am doing a new thing." Think about the new thing that God wants to do in your life today. Don't focus on yesterday's mistakes. Embrace today as the start of something beautiful and new again. Now you may be thinking, "Okay, let's say God is offering me another chance. But what about the practicalities? The damage is already done in so many ways, and I still struggle with these weaknesses and temptations. How can my situation actually change?" With God's help, complete change is possible. Past mistakes and weaknesses do not define your future. So wherever you find yourself today, addicted, ashamed, hopeless, know this. God is ready and waiting to offer you another chance. God loves you with an everlasting love. Turn to God today. As Lamentations reminds us, his compassions, they never fail. They are new every morning. God is faithful. He is the God of second chances. As we've entered a new year, let's remember these things, that God is always faithful. If I can be of any assistance in any way, or if you'd like to discuss this subject or any other, please feel free to contact me at Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. Have a blessed day, and I hope that 2024 will be the best year yet, remembering that God is indeed the God of second chances.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best-kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.